EHDNL teams will tip off league play in basketball next week with a full slate of games scheduled. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on the upcoming league schedule in just a moment as we take a look at all of this week's big local sports stories, including how the local high school basketball teams fared in tournament action this week, all the latest college basketball news, and why 2026 could be a good year for one local girls wrestling team in particular. But first up, league play tips off next week for the HDNL boys and girls basketball teams, with at least one of the four conference championships expected to go right down to the final night. The action gets underway on Tuesday night with a pair of Big Five boys games. Four-time defending conference champion Arcata opens with a tough assignment at Del Norte, while the Eureka Loggers open at McKinleyville. The Fortuna boys have an opening night bye before tipping off their conference campaign at Arcata High School 2 days later. The race for this year's Big Four Boys Championship is expected to be wide open and very competitive, with no clear frontrunner at this stage. The Big Five girls, meanwhile, begin conference play on Wednesday night, with Arcata playing at Del Norte and Eureka hosting McKinleyville. The Fortuna girls also have an opening night bye before tipping off their conference schedule at home against Arcata on Friday of next week. All eight Little Four programs will also begin conference play next week. The boys' teams begin on Thursday night, with Hoopa traveling to South Fork and Ferndale hosting St. Bernard's. The Little Four girls' teams tip off conference play the following night, with Ferndale traveling to play at St. Bernard's and South Fork playing at Hoopa. Several of the HDNL teams continued their preparation for a conference play at various tournaments this past weekend. In boys' action, a busy Eureka Loggers team played two non-tournament road games over the weekend, falling at Ukiah 64-59 and beating Kelseyville 55-34. The Loggers continued their preparation for league play at the Enterprise Tournament this week, defeating West Valley 72-41 in their tournament opener before falling to University Prep 83-65. The Eureka boys are now 7-5. The Arcata boys travelled south for the Marin Catholic Tournament and lost all four of their tournament games, losing to Marin Catholic, Urban, Casa Grande and International, and dropping to 6-11 on the season. The Tigers played most of the tournament without senior Luke Lemke, who suffered an injury in the opening game and did not return, although head coach Kellen Maynard expects to have the senior guard back on the court for their Big Five opener next week. Also this week, in a non-tournament game at St. Bernard's on Saturday night, the host Crusaders got the better of the McKinleyville Panthers by a score of 85-73. The high-flying Crusaders, who have won five straight games, are now 9-1 on the season as they get set to play at the Nike Tournament of Champions in Phoenix this weekend. The Crusaders are ranked number 9 overall in the North Coast section. The St. Bernard's girls, meanwhile, travelled to Huntington Beach this week to play at the Surf City Holiday Classic and won three of their four games in tournament play, including a thrilling 50-47 overtime win over San Luis Obispo. The Crusaders, who are the favourites in this year's Little Four, are now 10-4 on the season. The Ferndale and Fortuna girls were both in action at the West Coast Jamboree tournament in the Bay Area this week, and both teams impressed. The Huskies won all three of their games on the way to winning the Quartz bracket, including an exciting 54-53 win over Amador Valley in their semi-final and a 40-34 win over Ridgeview in Tuesday's championship game. Fortuna freshman Kalea Parkinson was named tournament MVP, while teammates Taylor Huesler and Evelyn Little were both included on the all-tournament team. The Ferndale girls competed in the Topaz bracket and won two of their three games. The Wildcats opened with back-to-back victories over St. Vincent de Paul and Pacheco before losing to Division II Maria Carrillo 58-55 in overtime in Tuesday's bracket final. The Fortuna girls are now 11-3, while Ferndale is 10-3. Both schools will face off in a non-tournament showdown at Ferndale High School on Tuesday night. In local college basketball, meanwhile, the College of the Redwoods men will play their final pre-conference game at home against Cuesta on Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. The Corsairs last played on the Sunday before Christmas, where they fell 101-81 to Santa Rosa at the Kris Kringle tournament, and they are now 10-7 on the season. They will tip off the Golden Valley Conference on Wednesday of next week at Shasta College. The CR women return to action this week, hosting Southwestern Oregon on Monday and winning 64-57 to go to 7-7 on the season. The Corsairs will play a pair of road games this weekend against Mission on Friday and Skyline on Saturday before also tipping off their conference schedule at Shasta on Wednesday of next week. Both Cal Poly Humboldt teams will also be in action this weekend, hosting conference games against Cal State Dominguez Hills on Friday night and Cal State Los Angeles on Sunday afternoon. The Humboldt women are enjoying their best start to the California Collegiate Athletic Association in several years after winning their first four conference games. The Jacks, who are 6-4 overall, are tied for the conference lead with Cal Poly Pomona and Chico State. The Humboldt men are 2-2 in conference and 4-6 overall. In local high school wrestling, meanwhile, 2026 looks like it could be a very good year for the Arcata girls program. The Tigers, who are the defending HDNL champions, are expected to be the team to beat in league competition once again this winter with a sizable roster of 18, including impressive freshman Taylor Bell, who is undefeated on the year after winning an individual championship at the competitive Brittany David Invitational Tournament at Liberty High School earlier this week. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.